We do now Perek Sheni of Hilchos Tefillin. Halacha Aleph. Ketzav Kotzin is a tefillin shel Rosh. How do you write the head tefillin? Kotzin arba parshas al arba klofim. You write four portions on four separate pieces of parchment. V'golalon kolecha v'echelavada. You roll each one up separately. Amenichan osin barba bottom. You put them into four compartments. Shein mechubarim barecha. That are attached in one leather. V'shal yad. Arm tefillin, kosan olson ha'arba parshas ba'arba dafim, al klaf echad. You write those four portions, four columns on one piece of parchment. V'gol olo kvin sefer Torah, you roll it up like a Torah. Misofa l'tchiloso, from the end towards the beginning. U'menicha b'bayis echad, you put it into one compartment. Halacha beis. V'tzorach lizar b'parshios, you have to be careful in the portions. Shemasa stuma psucha, or psucha stuma poslan. If he made a closed portion open, or an open one closed, it disqualifies it. And the definition of open and closed is found later on. But basically, an open parsha means that there's a blank space left from where you finish the writing till the end of the line. And the closed portion is that there are several letters left blank, but the next line continues on the same line as the first. Shloshes the parshas are Rishonas Kulin Psuchas. The first three portions are all open portions. The last portion, which is Vayim Shemoa, Stuma is a closed portion. Halacha Gimel. You have to be careful in letters that are spelled fully and letters that are spelled defectively, that are spelled with a letter missing, that we just understand the vowel orally, but there's no written letter to indicate that vowel. All four portions have to be written the way they would be written in a checked Sefer Torah. Shemkosav achosam malei pasul. If you write a word that should be spelled without a letter, with the full letter, then it's disqualified at Shemcha Kayeser until he erases the extra letter. Shemkosav malei chosam, if you wrote a full word defectively, pasul, then it's disqualified v'lo takana, because there's no way of fixing it anymore. You can't rewrite a Sefer Torah. You can't rewrite a pair of tefillin. The Rambam now has a list of all of the defective and the full spellings in these four portions. Pasha Rishona, the first portion, Kaddishli called Bechar Mole. Kaddishli called Bechar is written full with a vav. Zachar Mole, Zachar is written full with a vav. Bechozek Chaser, defectively without the vav. Hotzi Mole, with the vav. Yotzim chaser vav. There's no vav in yotzim. It's yud tzadik, not yud vav tzadik. Yiviacha mole. That's with the full yud. Yiviacha. V'ho emori chaser. The cholam, the o of emori, is defective. It's written without the vav. Yivusi mole. The yivusi spelled with the shuruk, the u. It's written. La'avosecha chaser vav. La'avosecha is missing the vav. There's a cholam, but no written vav. Ha'avoda chaser. Avoda is written without the vav. Matzos chaser, written without the vav. Hashvi'i mole, written with both yuds. Mitzvah, matzos, the second time matzos is mole, with the vav. Sa'ar chaser, without the vav. Gevulcha chaser, there's no written Shuruk, just the U sound without the written form. Babur Mole, written with the, like the Vav letter. Laos Mole, written full with the Vav. Lizikaron, also Mole, written with the Vav. Enecha Mole, with both Yuds written out. Toras Mole, full with the Vav. Hotziacha Chaser Yud, there's no Yud in Hotziacha, there could have been a Yud there at the end, but it's written defectively. Ahachuka Chaser, Ahachuka is written without the Vav. L'mo'ada mole, written full with the vav. Halacha hey, Parsha Shnia, now the second portion, Vayaki Yiviacha chasa yud, the word Yiviacha is without a yud, Lavasecha chasa vav, Lavasecha without a vav, Chamar chasa is written without the vav, Bechar is written mole fully, Bechozek chasa written without the vav, Hotzianu mole, written full with the vav, Yaharog chasa written without the vav, Bechar mole with the vav, Mibachar chasa without the vav, viad bechar, the second bechar there is male, full with the vav, zoveach chaser vav, zoveach is missing the vav, B'chol b'char, again, male, with the vav. La'os, male, full, with the vav. Yadcha, kosav behe, your hand. Yadcha is written with the hey at the end. L'totofos, kosav vav tinyana, the second vav. L'to, with the vav. Tofos, the second vav is missing. Einecha, male, written fully with both yuds. B'chozek, kosav, written without the vav. N'otzianu, male, written with the vav and the yud. Halacha Vav, Pasha Shlishis, the third Pasha, Shema, Ayin Shel Shema Gedola, the Ayin of Shema is large, Dalet Shel Echad Gedola, the Dalet of Echad is large, Miodecha Chosa without the Vav, Levanecha Malei with the Yud, Biveisecha below Yushnia without the second Yud between the top and the Chav, Uvukumecha Malei written with the Vav, Laos Malei full with the Vav, Yodecha Chosa written without the Vav, the Yud again, L'Totafos Chosa Shnei Vav and L'Totafos in the third Pasha, defective both times without the vav. Einecha male written with the both yudin. Mizuzos chaser vav. It's missing the vav rishona. The first vav of mizuzos is not written. Beisacha blo yud shnia. Beisacha is defective. It's missing the second yud. Uvisharecha male. It's written full with the yud. Halacha zayin. Pasha revias vayim shemala chaser. The fourth portion. Vayim shemala written without the vav. Mitzvosai b'vav achas with one vav. Yora is male with the vav. Umalkosh male with the vav. V'siroshcha chaser vav. There's no vav in sirosh vav between the resh and the shin. V'shtachavisem male, it's full with the yud. Yivula male with the vav there. Hatov chaser without a vav. Nosen chaser without a vav. Osam chaser also without a vav. Laos for a sign male with a vav. V'totofos chaser vav shnia. There's the first vav but not the second one. Einecha male with both yuds, osam chaser again without the vav, veisacha below yud shnia, the second yud of veisacha, it's written tav chav, not tav yud chav, uvukumecha male with the vav, mizuzos male with both vavs, veisacha below yud shnia without the second yud, uvusharecha male with the yud, and finally la'avo seichem chaser vav, the vav is lacking in la'avo seichem. You have to be careful in the crowns of the letters. They look like standing zions. Sheishlan tag that have a crown. Like they written in the Torah. The following are the letters that have these special crowns in these four portions. The first portion is only one letter with the tagin. That's the final mem of the word miyamin, alav shlosha zayin, the three zayins on it. Pasha shnia yesh lo chomish osios, v'chalachas mehen, hey. In the second portion, there are five letters, each one of them being a hey. V'chal hey mechamishna and arba zayin. Each of the five heys have four crowns in the form of a zayin. V'hein hey shal unosna, the hey of unosna, unosana. The hey rishona ve'achona shal hiksha, the first and last hey of hiksha. Veishal v'yarog, the hay of v'yarog. Veishal yorcha, the hay of yorcha. Pasha shlishis yesh v'chomish yosios. The third portion has five letters. Ve'lehen kuf shel uvukumecha yesh le'al shalos zayin. The kuf of uvukumecha has three crowns written like a zayin. The kuf shel ukshatim yesh le'al shalos zayin. The kuf of ukshatim also has three crowns written like three zayins. The test pei shel l'totofos. The test pei of l'totofos. On each of these three letters, there are four crowns like a zayin. Pasha v'yis yesh v'chomish osios. The fourth portion has five letters. Pei shel v'yosafta yesh la shalosh zayin. The pei of v'yosafta has three zayins. The tav shel v'yosafta yesh la zayin achas. The tav of v'yosafta has one zayin on it, one crown. The test pei shel l'totofos al kolahas mishloshin arba zayin. On the test pei of l'totofos, there are four crowns in the shape of zayins on each of those three letters. All of the letters with crowns are 16. The loss of tag and a host of guard the hand, lo puzzle. If he didn't make the crowns altogether, or he did extra ones, or he didn't have enough of them, it does not disqualify the tefillin. Halacha yud. Halakech tefillin mishen amumcha. A person takes tefillin from someone who doesn't have a reputation as being trustworthy. We don't know if he's trustworthy or not. So Chalavakin has to check them. If he bought from him 100 boxes of tefillin, he checks three boxes. Oshtaim shel rosh vach shel yad, either two of the head tefillin or one of the arm tefillin. Oshtaim shel yad vach shel rosh, or two of the arm tefillin and one of the head tefillin. If he found that the three are kosher, then this person has an assumption that he deals with kosher tefillin. They're all kosher. Then a shat shach b'dika, you don't have to check the rest of them. If he took them in separate bundles of tefillin, you have to check each separate bunch. Because we can be sure that the bunches are taken from different people. That this merchant bought it from different scribes, and therefore you have to check each bunch. Halacha Yud Aleph. The cause of tefillin b'ksav yado, if a person writes tefillin with his own hand, al shalachim min amumcha, or you checked it from or you bought it from an expert, al mishadim abotkan, or from a regular person, and you check them yourself, v'chzirin la'or, and then you put them back into the case, la'olam ena tzarach l'abotkan pa'macheres, you never have to check them again, if you lachar kamashanam, even after many years, kozman shechafuim shalom, as long as the cover is whole, rein b'chaskasan, we assume that they are kosher. We're not afraid that perhaps a letter was erased or got a hole in it. Hillel the elder used to say, these tefillin belonged to my mother's father, to my grandfather, and was still kosher.